I absolutely love how I came across this information in regards to dragonflies. It reminds me a lot of gay women, lesbians for sure. How when a gay woman or a lesbian will go out of their way to intentionally make themselves more unattractive to men, or cut their hair short if it was once long to hide their femininity. Because most likely men will prefer a certain aesthetics, and just trying to avoid anything from men and unwanted attention. I'm glad I came across this. Wow, just the connection, the continuous signs always showing the truth in nature. Homosexuality, lesbians, and everything that heterosexuals try to do to hide these core truths of homosexuality in nature. And this is the reason why I have my show. And this just makes me happy. This makes me proud. I'm loving it. I would like to go deeper into this topic. Maybe not on this episode, but in future episodes in general. I'm just going to go deeper into, you know, lesbians in nature, or lesbianism in nature. Yeah, this is good stuff. Even with myself, you know, since I've been wearing my hair natural and it, you know, short, I haven't had my perms and weaves like I used to back in the days, and just noticing less male attention, and it's a great thing. I love it. I didn't know that it was, that this would happen that way. It just kind of happened. It wasn't like I was intentionally you know, cutting my hair, choosing to go natural and not having perms and weaves anymore, just specifically to avoid the years of constantly being bothered by men. But no, I just love it. I just love all of the actual truth. The truth, and the connections between divinity and the female. Of course, the female being the creator of all. The sun, the moon, stars, rainbows, everything.
Let's get into this article on dragonflies that I'm speaking of. A new study has found that female dragonflies drop out of the sky and pretend to be dead in the hopes of avoiding males. The researchers also found that females tend to retreat to areas of dense vegetation near ponds at this time, which is most likely to, you know, to hide. Researchers from the University of Zurich witnessed the behavior for the first time in moorland hawker dragonflies in the Swiss Alps. While collecting dragonfly lava, the researchers witnessed a female crash dive to the ground while being chased by a male. Of course! The female then lay on her back, motionless, until the male flew away, at which point the female then took off once again. Happy, happy, happy. Like, yes, he's gone. Dr. Racine Khalifa, lead author of the study, who has studied dragonflies for 10 years, told New Scientist, "I was surprised. It's likely that females expanded its use to overcome male coercion." She expanded the use of death, which is smart. A smart tactic when you don't want to be bothered and requires minimal energy. She doesn't have to fight while still protecting herself and being safe. let's get into another species or animal that's very lesbian-like, lesbian-ish, and they are called the bonobo monkeys. Female bonobos have gay sex to improve their social status. Female bonobos compete for alpha female status by having lesbian sex. Often they would make the most noise during sex when the alpha female was nearby. They found that lower ranking female bonobos would make the most noise during sex when the alpha female was nearby. And those females who were invited to have sex by higher ranking females would make a series of calls apparently meant to make sure the group at large knew about the coupling. This builds on previous research that determined there's a specific vocal pattern female bonobos only use when having sex with other females. Dr. Clay explained the discovery to BBC News. Bonobos appear to be highly aware of the dynamics governing their social worlds. As a low-ranked female, advertising social sexual bonding with another dominant group member may serve to strengthen their social position and signal this to the alpha. In bonobos, sexual interactions represent a powerful means to enable females to develop and maintain social relationships, and it is in these bonds which lie at the heart of their raised status in bonobo society.
It's an Amy Parrish sandwich. And Amy is one of the world's leading experts. I'm going to give it to you, the world's leading expert.
Ooh, on you heard it here.
Bonobos.
Yes.
And who are, well, we'll let Amy tell us who and what bonobos are, but she was one of my favorite experts that I interviewed for my book Untrue. And I think that her studies of the behavior of non-human primates are going to blow people away today when we hear her thoughts about it.
I'm super excited. I feel like most people think that chimpanzees are our closest relative, right?
That's true. Chimpanzees were studied much more thoroughly and earlier than bonobos, and so we knew less about bonobos for a long time. And so we built most of our models of human evolution on what we know about chimpanzees. And so then it was uncomfortable when we had this other closest living relative. They're both 98.5% genetically identical to humans. And it turned out that their behavior was radically different. And so the people who'd already built a lot of models based on chimps didn't necessarily want to relinquish, you know, their kind of corner on the market of man's closest living relative. And pretty much they meant man. They didn't really mean human. It was very male-centric. And my research revealed that in the bonobos, it's a matriarchy. It's a female-dominant species. And that made a lot of people uncomfortable.
Ooh, okay. Time to start digging in that among our closest living non-human primate relatives, matriarchy is the way things are versus chimp reality, which is that there's coercion of females, there's a lot of male violence, there's male dominance. People were pretty uncomfortable when you told the world that. And can you talk about some of the responses within your field of primatology when you told them, look, basically, our closest relatives are a lesbian matriarchal hookup culture? Tell people who don't know about bonobos what they are, and then about your finding in response to it, if you would.
Yeah. So we're equally closely related to chimps and bonobos, and we share some.
Hey guys, friendly reminder, 2023, I'm following every single lesbian I see. Every single one. You got a vagina, you're a lesbian, I'm following you. You're a woman with a vagina, you're an ally, and you support other women. Don't matter. The color of the skin don't matter. That shit don't matter. What matters is your heart and that you got a vagina. And that you're a lesbian, hopefully. You're a lesbian or an ally. I mean, in a dream world.
As always, go out and support my book, my self-published lesbian novella, Tongue Love. It's actually in the Spotify description, so you can just click the link there, or you can follow my TikTok and Instagram, Tongue Love Book account.